and welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. I'm Marilyn Forman from marilynforman.com. Today I want to talk about treating your child like a stranger. How's that for a strange topic? But I want to talk about it because I see it so often that we will treat strangers much better than we treat those that we love, and children in particular. Our parents will speak to children in their home, sometimes very rudely, if they're not really conscious to what they're doing, whereas they would never, ever treat a stranger that way. Have you ever noticed yourself doing that? That you're saying something to your child or somebody you love, and a stranger comes along and you completely almost shift your personality into being this kind person. Why is that? Why don't we treat our loved ones better than we treat strangers? Or, even better, is why not be conscious in every moment of how we're treating everyone, including ourselves? So this came up because I was watching a mom and a child, and the mom was very frustrated with the child, but she wasn't. You could tell she wasn't frustrated with the child, but she was frustrated in general and taking it out on her child. Because what she was saying to the child didn't even understand. It was way beyond her emotional level. So you could tell that the mother was just venting, and she felt she had the right to vent on her child. In that moment, the mom was being the child and being very frustrated and finally having the right to take their frustrations out on another person instead of having it being taken out on them. So it would be interesting to know how she grew up. But taking it back to the topic of, she would not have treated a stranger that way. She was treating her child. And the thing is that when we do that unconsciously, our child is learning so much about themselves and about life. She was learning that she was bad in some way. She didn't understand why. So she may take that into life and think, okay, I may not always understand the bad things I'm doing. So I better beware. I better be ready. She may go through life assuming that everything she does is bad and she doesn't understand it. You know, it doesn't take much. And I'm not trying to put pressure on parents, because we will make mistakes. We do. And that's okay. It's okay to teach our children that we make mistakes. It's better if we can be really conscious in the moment or afterwards and correct those mistakes so our child learns. So the topic of treat your child like a stranger is just that. Treat your child with the respect and the honor and the politeness that you treat strangers with. Become more conscious to that behavior in yourself. You may not even be able to relate to this topic because you don't understand it. You don't think you do that. I'd like you to bring this forward into your consciousness to see, really, how you are with strangers and how you are with your child. And become more conscious to what you're saying, what you're doing, and where it's coming from. Are you being that conscious adult in the moment? Or are you being the frustrated child coming forward and taking it out on your child? I hope it's been helpful. It's a little convoluted, but basically what I want you to take from this is to be conscious to how you treat everybody in your life and see what comes of that. It's an enlightening area to play around in. Watch yourself today and tomorrow and the next day and see how you are with your child and how you are with strangers, and find a way to be honoring and respectful of everybody in every moment, because then you will treat yourself that way. And isn't that what we want? To be treated with honor and respect. And that starts with how we treat ourselves. and how we show our children we treat ourselves. Thanks for following me along on these meandering conversations that I have with you. I appreciate you being here and listening. And have a fabulous day.